Well, good morning. It's still morning, 11:11 a.m. on 11/16/24, November the 16th, 2024, Saturday. Yeah. Saturday. Saturday is good. We like Saturday. I've got bread rising, waiting for me back home. I'll go home in time to do the second turn. Break it into loaves on the third turn, and then pop it in the oven around, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. I was up early, but I didn't get moving. I had breakfast, I sat down and started reading, and the next thing I know, it's like late. It's 8 o'clock. Spousal unit got up, and I started rummaging around the kitchen, putting the bread together. I sat down and read some more. I've barely been online this morning. I did get my one positive thought out this morning. I did get my daily haiku out. I still need to do the haiku prompts for the day. Oh, shoot, I forgot all about that. I meant to do that before I did anything else. Oops, I'll have to do that when I get home. And I just, yesterday was the end of my 100th week of doing a haiku a day. 700 poems, one a day, 7 days a week. For 100 weeks. Now I don't know what I would do if I didn't start the day with it. I'm trying to find something positive to say first thing in the morning is a lot more difficult these days. For some reason, I can't quite put aside the existential dread long enough to have a positive thought. Although I try, it gets harder and harder. Be that as it may, I'm out. It's a beautiful morning. It is a blue sky morning. Mid 40s. Sun's out. Yeah, I'm not wearing 6 layers this morning. Probably one of the last days where I probably will get away without a parka. If I'd come out early, if I'd come out when I got up at 4, A, it would have been dark. It would have been really dark. But sunrise is at 6:43 or 4 or 5 or 6 or something in there. So 6:45. If I'd come out then, it had gotten all the way up to 26. I know. Heat wave. A lot of yard work going on. The mating calls of the leaf blowers echoing through the other side of town. hearing a lot of trucks, a lot of noise, but still quieter than it would be during the week. Quieter now than it would have been probably at 8 o'clock. Morning. There, the red. Burly dude with a thick red beard, bald head. I thought he was wearing a scarf and realized, no, it's his beard. It's a nice beard. Mine's got to the stage of sparsely populated old man. Seed the sidewalk. It's a lady with her dog.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. It's a beautiful day for a walk.
It is. It is.
Gorgeous.
It got a lot nicer after the sun got up.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I, you know, one day at a time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, any good 12-step program.
Yeah.
You too. The lady with her little dog. I wonder how many times she goes for this walk, because I see her in the morning, I see her in the middle of the day, I see her in the afternoon. Well, that's unusual. Girl in a golf cart. Definitely not street legal. So yeah, I'm still reading Wandering In. I'm coming up on the end of book 9. I'm like 98% of the way through the book. And yeah, this is a tough one. I can't wait to find out how it happens next, though. So I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to read next would be book 10. But I really need to read something else. I went to try to do my newsletter. Some of those of you who saw it, you know, realize I had to go back. I had to go way back to find a book that's not one that I have already recommended and not Wandering In, which seems to be, with one exception, seems to be the only thing I've read in the last month. And it's not that I'm slowing down. The numbers on my phone, it keeps track of the most used apps. Of course, Kindle is the most used app. And it's around 30 hours a week I'm reading, up from 17 before I started reading this book, this series. Then the reason, of course, is that each book is a tome. It's a each one is a monster in terms of the length. But it keeps pulling me back in part for the story, in part because I'm really interested in how skillfully these threads weave together. And in spite of some really, really problematic grammatical mistakes in the writing, that make it difficult to follow sometimes. It's a lot of conjunction, disjunction that makes subordinate clauses not agree with the technically correct antecedent, and it's like you wonder, you know, it's like, what, how can a wall have feelings of guilt? Coming up on a get ready stay with me monk post, but of course the clause refers to the person before the wall got mentioned. Which made the conjunction not work. I hear a helicopter out for a training flight. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Guy with two dogs. I couldn't get off the sidewalk for him. Almost stopped. Oh, it's pretty close. Guy raking up his sleeve. My leaves are just going to sit in the backyard and rot. Pick them up, not going to run the lawnmower over them and grind them up. I'm just going to let them sit. I planted rye this morning. Since I was up and moving and out a little bit late, I grabbed half of the rye seeds, and they're more than a year old. They're the 2023 seeds. So I don't know how viable they are. But we'll see. We'll find out. I planted about half of them. And I found the black ash seeds from last year too, and I'm gonna put a few in a couple of planting pots and see what I can do about maybe getting at least one of them to start. I realize 72 years old and planting a tree is a bit optimistic, but, you know. I'm not getting any younger. Kind of nice. Played X4 a little bit yesterday. I did restart and then tested a save to see if I could get a save that would go to a different slot so that I could go back to my main game. Because I wanted to try a couple things to see how some of the mechanics worked early in the game. And it's a lot easier to do if you don't have a lot of stuff going on around you all the time, distracting. And one of the interesting things that I discovered was that you can get a freighter really early on. And the freighter has really good guns, which was a little bit of a shock to me. And I don't know if it's a random outfit. If the other freighter that I got, I got the same one on the first playthrough. I just stripped down and sold it for parts, which is good because I needed the money to buy a decent interceptor, to get my Pegasus Vanguard, so I can boost that up and have something that can outrun Xenon, outrun Hawk. But it's not a bad little boat. It's got a limit in terms of what it's able to do in terms of cargo. But in terms of building reputation, it turns out that reputation gets built not on the basis of how much the transaction is when you're building reputation through trading. It's how often you trade. Beep, beep, beep. It's a weird sound. All right, I'm not stepping out onto that street. Two cars, one from each direction. I don't trust either one of them. All right, no cars coming now. I can cross. Walk up by the park here. It's a lot of cattails. A lot of good basket material, a lot of good cordage material around it, and kind of scoping it out. The inner willow bark would be pretty good. And the branches themselves make pretty good baskets. park is looking really winter dead now. There's little tufts of green here alongside the sidewalk where the concrete has made a little heat island for them to continue. Wonder how long they'll stay green. These little crab apples are still here. I'm sort of surprised. I figured birds would be eating them up by now. Maybe there's enough other food around that they haven't decided to denude these plants yet. Yeah, the little sister willow over here is looking really yellow. She's not going to keep her leaves much longer. Big sister's got a little bit of yellow. She's got a big yellow streak down the side. All the snow gave them a little extra leaf. Leaf on life. With the extra water, a little extra moisture, keeping them going a little bit longer into the fall. The maple hasn't dropped many leaves. There's a lot of leaves on the ground, but the tree isn't looking denuded like many of them are. Speaking of leaves, there's a couple more falling right there. Yeah, and I'm going to get back just in time to turn the loaves, turn the dough over one more time. Because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.